This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, June 17th. God's word to you today is Firm Stand. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 6 verse 10, and it says, "A final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power." All merit is with the Son, all power is with the Spirit. I came across this saying a long time ago, and I believe it wraps up what Paul is saying to us really well. If we are to stand before God blameless and faultless, it will not be by our strength. It will not be by the fact that we go to church or pay our tithe or we do good. All our merit for standing before the presence of God is with the Son, is with the Lord Jesus. It is with the work that Jesus did for us on the cross of Calvary. And all power is with the Holy Spirit. We have no power, no strength, no might of our own. God is saying, we are to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Paul goes on to tell us the nature of the enemies that we are up against. Ephesians 6 verse 12 says, "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers of this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places." We are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies. The problem is not your cousin or your auntie, or mother or father or mother-in-law, or uncle or colleague, or brother or spouse. The problem is not that neighbor that you think is a witch. In fact, the problem is not with any physical person. God is saying, we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. While we have evil spirits working through men, we tackle the spirits, not the men. We do not touch things in the flesh. When you tackle the things in the spirit, the men will align. Those that refuse to align will obviously become casualties. Our focus, our trust, our strength, and our might is in the Holy Spirit. To tackle the spiritual authorities and powers and to exalt and establish the name and sovereignty of Jesus Christ in our lives and in our communities. To do this, Paul says in Ephesians 6 verse 11, "Put on all of God's armor, so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil." We are to put on all, not just a part of God's armor, so that we will be able to stand against all the strategies of the devil. Ephesians 6 verse 13 says, "Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm." Emphasis on every piece means it is possible to wear one and leave out the other. Let us pray. Father, I declare that I stand firm in the merit of Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I come putting on every piece of God's armor. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.